Glory be to God. Thank God for the word. Thank God for faith in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. I welcome you to another episode of Every Day with Jesus podcast, where our lives are being transformed and deeply enriched by the word of God. This is episode 89. And then we'll be studying remission of sins, salvation by faith in Christ Jesus. And right now we are studying concerning confession of sins. And in this study, we've established solidly from scriptures how that the believer received forgiveness of sins, not by wailing or pleading or begging God to forgive him, but by his faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we've established that solidly from the Bible. How that we did not become Christians, we didn't become saved, we didn't receive the gift of remission of sins because we were pleading or asking for forgiveness or pressuring God to forgive us or wailing or crying. No, we received forgiveness, remission of sins, because we believed the gospel. Hallelujah. Because we believe the gospel. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. At verse 7, Bible says, in whom we have redemption, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We have redemption through his blood, which is the forgiveness of sins, because we believe the gospel. Hallelujah. So we've established that from the scriptures clearly. Now, what exactly is confession? That's what I want us to begin to study from today. What exactly is confession? How does a man confess his sins? How do believers confess their sins? To whom do they confess their sins? Hallelujah. Do believers confess their sins to God or to men? How does a sinner confess his sins? What is the confession of sin that saves? Glory be to God. We must see these things clearly from today and in subsequent teachings. For starters, let me say that the word confession as used in the New Testament is from three Greek words. The word confession, confess, confessing, confessed, from three main Greek words in the New Testament. They are all related. So we have homologio, which is a verb. We have exhomologio, which is a verb also. Then we have homologia, which is a noun, now feminine. Now they are all related. Let's begin at Mark 1:5. Glory to Jesus. What does it mean to confess sins? What does it mean for a sinner to confess his or her sin? Mark's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 5. This is in the ministry of John the Baptist. Bible says, let me start from verse 4. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now the ministry of John was singular. It was to point to Christ as the way of salvation. That's why John points at Jesus. John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. You know that the work of John the Baptist was to be a forerunner. Hallelujah. It was meant to attest to Jesus. It was meant to point to Jesus. So that means forgiveness or remission of sins was not found in the ministry of John the Baptist. It was found in the ministry of Christ, the one whom John the Baptist was testifying about. Hallelujah. So when Bible says it was preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, that means John was baptizing men with the view or with the hope of pointing them to Christ for remission of sins. Glory be to God. I like the way John puts this. John's Gospel, John chapter 1. John refers to John. That sounds like the same person. But John the Beloved, like we like to call him, refers to John the Baptist as the one who pointed to Jesus, who bore witness to Christ. Hallelujah. John chapter 1, I'll read from verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. It was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Have you seen? It says John was not the light. He was only sent to bear witness to the light. So when Bible says that he was preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, that couldn't have meant that John was giving men remission of sins. But he was calling them to repentance towards the gospel. If you are well acquainted with the scriptures, you know that the Jews were not hearing the gospel for the first time. Praise God. The prophets had been sent to them. The prophets had ministered to them. Isaiah had said, Lord, who has believed thy report? So they had prophets who ministered the gospel, who showed them things to come. So they were meant to believe in the gospel. Hallelujah. So the Jews were also expecting a Messiah. That played out in the kind of questions they were asking John the Baptist. John chapter 1, look at from verse 19. Now this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then, are you Elijah? He said, I am not. not? Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. Then they said to him, who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the path of the Lord, or the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Now those who were sent from the Pharisees, those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? So they knew that there was a Christ that was meant to come into the world. The Jews had been well informed by the ministry of the prophets. Glory to Jesus. So this was not new to them. Hallelujah. So the ministry of John was also not strange or new to them. The only thing that was different was the fact that he began to practice baptism of water, which also has its purpose. The reason for the baptism of water was to reveal Jesus to Israel. Look at John chapter 1. Glory to Jesus. John chapter 1. I'll read from verse 30. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, verse 31, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water. Glory to Jesus. Look at verse 33. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. So the Jews had heard the gospel. They had been told things that were to come. They knew that there was a Christ that was to come into the world. They knew they were meant to believe in him. Hallelujah. So John was only reminding them of what the prophets had said, and he was now pointing more vividly to the Christ. Hallelujah. That was the summary of his ministry. So when Bible says in Mark's Gospel chapter 1 that John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, it means John was calling them to repent and to begin to fix their gaze on Christ, who is the one that brings the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Or through whom they would receive the remission of sins. That's why the account of John says, John said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So remission of sins was not found in the ministry of John the Baptist. It is found in the ministry of Jesus, and John the Baptist testifies or acknowledges this fact. Glory to Jesus. So the baptism of repentance for remission of sins is John calling them from their faith in the Old Testament sacrifices to looking at Jesus as the Lamb of God. You know that when he says, behold the Lamb of God, the Jews were familiar with those terms. Hallelujah. They were familiar with that terminology because they had offered bulls and animals and lambs as sacrifices for sins on a yearly basis. And there were trespass offerings that happened daily. So John saying, behold, this is the true Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. It was calling their attention away from their method of atonement, from what they were used to as a means for covering sins, to the real deal. Hallelujah. To Christ, who is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. So look at verse 5. Mark chapter 1 verse 4. Now look at verse 5. Bible says, then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now, this is the word confessing. Now, this word confessing is the word ex homologio. Ex homologio in the Greek. What does it mean? It means to acknowledge. Hallelujah. To acknowledge. So, the truth of the matter is, in confessing sin or confessing sins, men do not make a list of their sins. You know what they do? They acknowledge the fact that they are sinners. It's a singular admittance. Hallelujah. It is not a list, making a list of your offenses. Rather, it's a singular admittance of a fact that you're a sinner. Do you know why this is so? It's because the preaching of the gospel already convicts men of their sin. Hallelujah. So God is not trying to extract sinners, a list of sins, a list of confessions, different things you have done. No, God already knows that you have sinned. Hallelujah. God already knows that you have sinned. And the scriptures have concluded all to be under sin. So what God expects from the man is an admittance of that fact. Is God saying the truth? Hallelujah. An admittance of what God has said in his word concerning man. God has said concerning every man that is under sin. God has said concerning every man that he is a sinner. Concerning every man that is void of the life of God. So the sinner comes to acknowledge this fact. That is why the opposite of confessing Jesus is denying him. Hallelujah. So the man that does not acknowledge that he is a sinner is living in denial. So he doesn't need to make a list of his sins. God, by the scriptures, already concluded all men to be under sin. He only has to acknowledge it. Every man only has to acknowledge what God has said. Hallelujah. Look at Romans chapter 3. Glory to God. So confession is an acknowledgement of a fact. Romans chapter 3. Look at what Paul says at Romans chapter 3. Glory to God. God has already concluded that all are under sin. So a man is only meant to admit what God has said or to deny what God has said. This is how to confess sin. You admit what God has said concerning the matter. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 3. I'll read from verse 9. What then, are we better than they? Not at all, for we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. We have charged them to be under sin. So when a man appears in court, for instance, let me give you a layman's example. You appear in court, you are not meant to come and be telling us what you did or what you did not do. Do you understand? There's already a case before the judge. There's already an accusation. There are things in your file, in your book. Hallelujah. So what are you meant to do? To plead guilty or not guilty? They are not asking you for stories. They are not trying to find out the details of what they said you did, because it's already in your case. It's already in your file. Hallelujah. So imagine, we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. What are you meant to do after you've been charged to be under sin? You are either meant to acknowledge it or to deny it. Glory to Jesus. Look at verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God already concludes all men to be under sin. So confession of sin is acknowledging what God has said. It's a singular admittance. And I'm going to show you a practical example in the scriptures. How this is done. Luke's Gospel chapter 18. Luke's Gospel chapter 18. I'll read from verse 9. Bible says, also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week. Well done, oh. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, could not or would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and who humbles himself will be exalted. This is an example of how confession of sins is done. Praise God. So you see that the man did not say, Lord, I have done this, I have done that. It wasn't listing many things he had done. It was a singular admittance of a fact. God, be merciful unto me. I am a sinner. So what was the admittance? I am a sinner. I have sinned. That's all. So basically, this man simply acknowledged what the scriptures have said concerning every man. We have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. And this man simply acknowledged what the scriptures have said. I am a sinner. That's all. Glory to Jesus. The Pharisee, on the other hand, was living in denial. He was trying to cover up his sinful state with religious activities. I pay my tithe, I fast, I pray, and all that. So, but this man acknowledged what the scriptures have said, did not deny, praise God. He didn't live in denial. He simply acknowledged what the scriptures have said. I have sinned, and that was it. So the word exomologia is used at Mark 1:5. That's the word that means to acknowledge. Praise God. So that means when people were coming to meet John the Baptist, they were not listing their offenses. They were responding to his teaching. Praise God. They were simply responding to his preaching. He must have reminded them of a need for forgiveness, of a need of the Savior. Because John the Baptist, like we said, was pointing to Jesus as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So that means there was something in the message of John the Baptist to the people that showed them that they were in need of forgiveness. So as they came to him confessing their sins, they were simply acknowledging what he had said. Hallelujah. They were acknowledging what John the Baptist has said concerning sin and Christ. Glory be to God. Let's see this place now. We're going to look through every place where this word is used. Homologio, exhomologio, homologia. We're going to see how they are very consistent in their usage. Praise God. But then let's see Romans chapter 10, because I'm going to be closing now. At Romans chapter 10, glory to God. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9 to 10. Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you see the word confess, confession, as used at Romans 10, 9 to 10, is the word homologio. Now homologio also means to acknowledge. In fact, it means to say the same thing with another. Praise God. To say the same thing with another. So that means you are saying what God has said. Praise God. You are saying what God has said. What has God said concerning Jesus? That is the Savior of the world. So we do not confess by making a list of our sins. We simply acknowledge that Jesus is the Savior from sin. Have you seen? This is the bigger picture. So it is not even so much about acknowledging that I have sinned. No, it is acknowledging that Jesus is the Savior. For the man that went to pray, you know, that was in the context of prayer in the Old Testament. For the man that went to pray, he wasn't responding to a message or a preaching. He just says, Lord, be merciful to me. Just like the thief on the cross. Remember me in your kingdom. Do you get? He was talking to Jesus to remember him. And Bible says, Jesus said to him, you'll be with me today in paradise. So in prayer, according to his understanding in those days, the man, of course, and it was a parable. According to their understanding in those days, the man says, be merciful to me, I'm a sinner. But in the context of responding to the gospel message, we don't say, Lord, be merciful to me, I'm a sinner. We simply believe in what Jesus has done. We simply believe in what God has said concerning Christ and what he has said concerning us. So, what has God said concerning Jesus? That he is the Savior from sin. So, without me saying I'm a sinner, when I say I believe in Jesus, what am I believing in Jesus for? As one who died for my sin. So, in believing that Jesus died for my sins, I've already acknowledged my sin. Praise God. So, I don't acknowledge my sin separately from believing in Christ Jesus as the one who died for sin. In believing in Christ Jesus, I have acknowledged my sin. That's why the focus is not on confessing sin here. It's on confessing Christ as the Lord. Praise God. Let's read it again. Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. So what do we confess? The Lordship of Christ. What do we confess? The work of Christ, what he has done. What did he do? He died for our sins and he rose again for our justification. In confessing Jesus as the one who died for sins, I've already confessed my sin. Because you can't confess or acknowledge that Jesus died for sins without you acknowledging that you're a sinner. Praise God. In acknowledging that Jesus has died for your sins, you have acknowledged that you're a sinner. And this is the confession that saves in the New Testament. Hallelujah. This is what it means to confess. It means to say the same thing as God. To say what God has said. Hallelujah. So we are saying what God has said. We confess Jesus as the Lord. We confess him as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. We confess him as the propitiation for the sins of the world. We confess him as the offering of God and the sacrifice of God for sin. Praise God. It will amaze you to know that of all the times where the word homologia is used in the New Testament, the word homologia is used, it is used just once in connection or with connection to sin. Hallelujah. That is, you won't find the phrase confess our sins with the use of the word homologio. You won't find it beyond once in the New Testament. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. You'll find the word homologio used in connection with Christ 7 times. Praise God. 7 times. In fact, do you know that the reason why the Jews were expelled from the synagogue was because they were making a confession of Christ. Not because people were confessing sins, but because they confessed that Jesus is the Christ. That was the only thing that made the Jews, the chief priests and the Sadducees, the Pharisees, that was the only reason why they expelled people and excommunicated them from the temple. Praise God. It was that serious. Because confessing Christ is the real deal. It is not making a list of your sins. You see, people were confessing sins and all that in the temple. It didn't make any difference. It was not in any way unsettling religion. They allowed them, they could, you know, cohabit with them. They could carry on with them and just be fine. But the moment a man confessed Christ as the Savior of the world, they had a problem with him. Because the confession of Christ is the confession that saves. Hallelujah. Look at John chapter 9, John's Gospel chapter 9. This was the case of the man that was born blind that Jesus got healed. And then the Pharisees, the chief priests, they were disturbed. And then they were puzzled. They were asking questions. They summoned his parents and all that. So from verse 18, Bible says, but the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received the sight until they called the parents of him who had received the sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son whom you say was born blind? How then does he now see? Verse 20, his parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age. Ask him, he will speak for himself. Look at verse 22. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Have you seen that the devil was not opposing people for confessing sins? It was about confessing Christ. Praise God. That was what the enemy was moving opposition against, the confession of Christ. Because in confessing Christ, a man has admitted that he's a sinner. Praise God. You see, you can confess sin, and not confess Christ. But you cannot confess Christ without admitting that you have sinned. Because in the confession of Christ, you are confessing that Jesus died for your sins. So in that confession, you have equally confessed that you have sinned. You've equally admitted and acknowledged your sins. Praise God. So the lesser is included in the greater. Hallelujah. So the confession of Christ is the confession that saves. So that means a man cannot confess his sins today outside responding to the message of the gospel. Praise God. You can't just sit down somewhere and be listing out your sins and saying you are sorry. No, you must respond to the message of the gospel. It's in the message of the gospel that a man is able to confess as he ought to. Glory be to God. And like I said earlier, that's why the opposite of confessing is denying. Praise God. There's confession of sins according to scriptures, which is confessing Christ. There's confession of sin according to popular opinion today, which is making a list of your sins. Hallelujah. That is unbiblical. But the confession of sin that is taught in scriptures is confessing Christ. And the opposite of that is to deny Christ. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 10, I'll close with this. Praise God. Matthew 10:32, Bible says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Have you seen? So I confess Christ. Christ also confesses me before the Father. Because the word confess just means to acknowledge. So how does Christ confess? He also acknowledges us as his own. So as I acknowledge him as the Savior of the world, as the Lord, he also confesses and acknowledges me as one who has received the remission of sins. He acknowledges me before the Father as one who has received him as Lord and Savior. Praise God. Verse 33, he now says, whoever denies me before men, him I would also deny before my Father in heaven. The word deny there is the word that means to reject. Praise God. It means to reject, to contradict, to disavow, to refuse. Have you seen? So to confess means to accept, to receive, to acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. And this is the confession of sin that saves. This is how sinners are saved. This is how sinners are required to confess. Confession of sin is not done by responding to some strange altar calls, some very strange altar calls, where sinners are cajoled and they are pressured to begin to make a list of all their sins, and they are busy wailing and pleading to God and begging God, and then we are tormenting them. Praise God. And then sometimes you ask the congregation to begin to pray for them. We are praying for them, and we are praying for them, and we are praying for them that God will forgive them, and that God will put their names in the book of life, and that they will not go back to their sins. All those things, they sound very religious, they sound very good, but they are very, very unscriptural. You won't find any place in the New Testament. You won't find any place in the book of Acts, in the early church, where people receive salvation this way. You won't find a place like that. Because confession of sin is a singular admittance, confessing Jesus as the one who died for sins, confessing the Lordship of Christ. Hallelujah. In confessing Christ, you have admitted that you are a sinner and you are saved. Praise God. It's a singular confession. It's a singular admittance. Homologio means to say the same things as another, to say the same things with God, to say what God is saying concerning his Son. Once you acknowledge this, you are saved. Hallelujah. Look at 1 John chapter 5. Glory to Jesus. 1 John chapter 5. It's a singular admittance. I get so ashamed sometimes at what I see people refer to as altar calls. Altar calls these days are very, very scary. Praise God. They're very scary. The things done are things that are totally strange to the Bible. May God deliver people from the stronghold of religion. Many a times, people hear messages like this with so much clarity from the Word of God. We've gone through scriptures together. We have seen this thing. We have seen the facts of the gospel. We have seen the truth concerning Jesus. We have seen the truth concerning the remission of sins. We have seen the truth concerning what it means to confess sins. Hallelujah. From the scriptures, it's so clear. And rather than being objective in receiving the Word of God, rather than being meek and patient and submissive and humble in receiving the Word of God, which is able to save our souls, they become so defensive. And you know why? They are thinking to themselves, are you now saying my papa, my geo, my daddy in the Lord, our daddy, our father, our reverend, my bishop, are you now saying he's wrong for saying forgiveness is not like this, for preaching confession of sins differently from how the Bible teaches is? Hello, excuse me, if any man deviates from the inspiration of the scriptures, then he's wrong. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean he's a bad man. It doesn't mean he's a wicked person. It doesn't necessarily mean he's a wicked person. It just means he's wrong. He's false. Hallelujah. is false. All of us are to be in total submission to the word of God. All of us must have our allegiance to the word of God. The word first. Hallelujah. The word first is about what the word says. We must be a generation that values and esteems the word of God above the words of men. Glory be to God. 1 John chapter 5. Don't be such a funny Christian who always pitches the words of his GO or the words of his bishop or reverend against the word of God. You must drop every other opinion and submit to the truth of the word of God. God's word first, God's word last. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 5, homologio, confession, means to say the same thing as God, to believe the witness of God and to confess the same. 1 John and chapter 5 from verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. So our confession is believing the testimony that God has given of his Son. The man that does not believe that testimony is the man that is living in denial, and such a man is calling God a liar. Praise God. So the confession that saves is an admittance or an acknowledgement of what God has said concerning Jesus and concerning us. Praise God. So God says Jesus is the Savior of the world and that all men have sinned. The man that believes this fact and believes that Jesus has died for his sin is the man that has confessed according to scriptures. Hallelujah. He has confessed, he has admitted sin, admitted his sin according to the scriptures. Praise God. In admitting that Jesus died for your sins, you have admitted that you are a sinner and you are saved. Glory be to God. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Do good to tune in. Invite your friends, relatives, colleagues, family members, schoolmates, anyone at all, and let's come together to have a great time in the word of God. And do good to have a great day of being full of the word, full of the spirit, full of prayer, spiritual songs, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.